The second trial for a man convicted of abducting and killing a North Clarendon woman 16 years ago is going forward without delay. Donald Fell was originally convicted for the kidnapping and then murder of Terry King in 2005, but his death sentence was overturned due to juror misconduct and a new trial was ordered. That trial is set to begin early next year after U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Crawford denied a recent defense motion to postpone it. To learn more about what's going on, we're speaking with Adam Fetterman. He covers Rutland County for VT Digger and has been following the story closely. Adam, thanks for speaking with us.
It's great to be here, Mitch. Thank you.
Adam, I mentioned in the lead that Judge Crawford denied the defense motion to postpone the trial. What was the reason given for denying that motion?
Well, Judge Crawford said he didn't take the motion to postpone lightly, but he felt that the trial had dragged on for almost 2 years and that he had already given them an extension, the defense, and that it was time to put this matter before the court. The defense argued that they have not had enough time to prepare for the trial. Both attorneys are involved in other capital cases. Michael Burt, the lead counsel, is currently involved in the Gary Lee Sampson case in Boston, a high-profile death penalty case there. And he joined the status conference on Monday by phone and said that he just has not had the time to adequately prepare for the defense of Donald Fell.
And briefly remind us, what was the juror misconduct that overturned Fell's original conviction?
There was a juror who had actually visited the crime scene where Teresa King was abducted, and he talked about this with other members of the jury, and the revelation came years later, in fact, and Judge Sessions, who had heard the case, eventually overturned the conviction because of what this particular juror had done.
Well, the defense motion to declare the death penalty unconstitutional was also rejected by the judge in this case this time around. But I understand the judge did rule in his ruling actually agree with a lot of the points that the defense team made in its plea. Why did he ultimately, though, deny that motion to declare the death penalty unconstitutional?
He ultimately concluded that it wasn't the place of a trial court to challenge or overturn the higher court. And the Supreme Court has upheld the constitutionality of the death penalty since 1976. And Judge Crawford, who wrote in his 57-page motion that although he was persuaded by many of the defense arguments, he felt it was not within the purview of the court to rule the death penalty unconstitutional.
And we should remind listeners, too, that the only reason this case even qualifies for a federal death penalty, because Vermont does not have capital punishment, is because Donald Fell allegedly killed Terry King after he brought her across state lines from Vermont into New York, right?
That's right. Right. It came under federal jurisdiction because of the federal kidnapping statute.
The defense team has really been pulling out all the stops here, trying to save Donald Fell's life. They tried another tack earlier that didn't fly with the judge, saying that Fell suffered from fetal alcohol syndrome at birth because his mother drank heavily during pregnancy and that he had limited mental capabilities as a result. They argued that should make him ineligible for the death penalty. Why did the judge strike down that argument?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a flurry of activity, really, since September. I looked at the docket this morning, and there's something like 140 filing just in the last few months. That particular motion sought to establish that Fell's disability related to fetal alcohol syndrome should disqualify the death penalty from being at play in this trial. And the judge concluded that there just wasn't enough evidence to show that fetal alcohol syndrome qualified as an intellectual disability.
There's also been a push by the defense to move the location of the trial. They've said that intense media coverage means Fell can't get a fair trial. Have they had any luck in changing the venue?
Right. That's one of the big questions that Judge Crawford has not yet ruled on, the motion for change of venue. Judges rarely grant them, so I think it's unlikely that Crawford would do that. It would also, you know, delay the trial yet again. But the defense argued, essentially, that their client cannot get a fair and impartial trial in much of the state of Vermont because of the media saturation of this case, which, you know, as you know, is now 16 years old. So we're waiting for that decision. I would say that that's one of the few big ones left to come down.
Adam, is there any indication of how the prosecution is handling the case this time around? Are they basically making the same arguments that they made over a decade ago?
They seem to be. Most of the motions have been filed by the defense, and you can kind of see the way that they're building their case and their arguments. There have been very few indications from the prosecution of how they intend to move forward in this retrial.
You know, all of this has got to be difficult for Terry King's family. They'll be forced to recount this terrible event yet again. When they thought initially it was over and that Fell would be executed, have you heard from or spoken to any of the King family members about what they're feeling as this second trial approaches?
Indeed. I mean, it should be said that members of the family attend every hearing, and they have done so since the very beginning, including, you know, when the trial was up in Burlington. It's clearly a traumatic exercise to have to go through once, let alone twice. So I certainly think that they hope to see it come to a speedy conclusion.
And they supported that initial death sentence, didn't they?
They have, and they continue to do so.
What's next, Adam? When can we expect jury selection, for example?
Jury selection is set to begin in January. I believe they've drafted a questionnaire which goes out to a large pool of jurors, and then they winnow that down to a smaller number who are then asked to take another questionnaire, which sort of surveys their attitude toward the death penalty. And then eventually they'll select 12 jurors and four alternates.
Adam Fetterman is a reporter for VT Digger covering Rutland County. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.